Out of Death into Life by J.B. Stoney. Jonah chapter 2 and Acts chapter 9 verses 1 to 18. We often find that many who have really turned to the Lord, who believe in Jesus, are not happy. They are not in the enjoyment of salvation, and it is important to see what is the cause of this. The reason of it is that though they are truly converted, as we say, yet they have never learned what it is between the sinner and God. That is where the great lack in souls is. Here is Jonah. He was a prophet, and yet he has to learn in a very painful way the nature of the distance between God and himself, a sinner. It was will. He would not do what the Lord had told him to do. God had told him to go to Nineveh, but he preferred his own will to God's will. He did not do anything very wrong in a human way, in a moral point of view, but he did not obey the instructions which the Lord gave him. And what was at the bottom of that? His own will. Will is the real cause of the restlessness and of the absence of full joy in souls. They do not really see that their whole nature is contrary to God and had to be removed in the cross. Jonah has to be cast out of the ship into the sea to learn what his will would bring him to. I suppose everyone here knows the story. Read chapter 2 and see what he went through in learning that solemn lesson. Figuratively, he passed through death, for death is the only way to get clear of will. He entered into the reality of death, and thus we get him in the whale's belly, alive without a will. If you want a striking illustration of a man alive without a will, you get it in Jonah in the whale's belly. He was alive, but wholly at the will and control of another. That is the only true place of happiness for a believer, to be without a will of his own. Jonah was moved at the will of another, the will of the whale. His own will had brought him into the depths. He says, "I went down to the bottoms of the mountains." He entered thus by faith into the reality of death, and his case illustrates what we have to reach. I do not believe any soul has the sense of real clearance in the sight of God who has not travelled through this experience, which is really appropriating the death of Christ. You may say, "I thought if I believed I should be saved," and so you would. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth." Isaiah 45:22. But for real rest of heart, you have to learn what the greatness of God's salvation is, and the better you learn it, the greater is your enjoyment in it. When Jonah had passed through death in figure, what he comes to is, salvation is of the Lord. Let us go into the subject simply. In the Garden of Eden, what did Eve do? Her own will. She acted contrary to what God had directed her. There was nothing immoral in her act in itself. She wanted to advance herself, but it was her own will and not the will of God. She did her own will and beguiled her husband to do the same. Many lament their sins, and rightly so far. But it is not your sins I am speaking of now, but your will, which is a far deeper thing. It is the root of sin, and what I want to press on you is that you have a will in you which is contrary to God, and what you have to learn is that you are to be without a will. Jonah might have said, "I have broken no commandment of the law," but he would not take the work that the Lord appointed for him, and that was will. And thus he is cast into the sea, and has to go through 3 days and 3 nights there to learn that what is due to that will is death. Death alone could clear him of it. Jonah's case is figurative, I need not say, but it was typical of our blessed Lord in death. As he says in the Gospel, Matthew 12:40, "As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." He went through it for us. He bore the judgment that was upon